Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Lilydale Radio. Hello, hello. I'm Colleen Vanderbiden, and welcome to Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. As you join in with me tonight, and thank you so much for joining me, as you join in tonight, let me know you're here. I would love to see your name in the comments and where you're from, and I'd also like to know how your weather is going, because the country has some crazy weather happening now. So here we are. Thank you so much again for joining me. Hi, Billy. Nice to see you. I am, as I said, Colleen Vanderzijden. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly. Lilydale is the oldest and largest spiritualist community in the world, and people from all over do come to visit Lilydale. And we're hoping we're going to have a summer season in person this year. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. As soon as I know, I'll let you know. So I do know the program book, though, is in development, and we'll be going to the printer very soon. So we'll have a nice program book this year, which will be lovely. And in the program book, it shows all the workshops and all the events that are happening in Lilydale. So if you get a chance to come visit this summer, that would be awesome. So, hi, Kim. Nice to see you, and Dana, and Joy. We are live on my page, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. And if you have not followed me yet, please do so. We are also live on Lilydale Assembly Incorporated page. That is the official Lilydale Assembly page. If you have not followed Lilydale yet, you should do that too. So I can see the comments for people who are on my page, the Colleen Vanderzijden page. I can see your comments and will respond to them as I go, if I catch them, of course. And Lilydale Assembly page, I don't see your comments as they're live, but I will look at them immediately following the show and respond to your questions and comments. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about spiritual growth. And this is an interesting topic because so many of us who are on this path of spirituality, wanting to be our best selves and everything, sometimes we go through some questions and we wonder if we're on the right, in quotes, path. We wonder if we're doing the right things, moving forward as we should, whoever decides what it should. So we're going to talk about seven signs of spiritual growth, seven signs of spiritual growth. And these ideas can also be used to intentionally develop your spirituality, to help you live a more spiritual life in your own definition of spirituality. And they can help you accelerate your spiritual transformation. You may notice that you've used some of them or you're aware of them, but I find it fun to just kind of come up with a bunch and see what feels right. So these seven just came to me, and that's what we'll be talking about tonight. So I'm just checking to say hello to all of you. Hi, Louise. Hi, Robin. Hi, Julie. Hi, Darlene. Hi, Joanna. Joanna, the lady above me in this condo reminds me so much of you. It's really wild. Roseanne, hi. Hello, Denise. Nice to see you all, and Kylie. So I had a client who wanted to know what the next steps in her spiritual growth were. Literally, she said, what do I need to do next? What do I need to know next? And she seemed to be looking for a list of absolutes. You know, the literal steps, do this, 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 and then you will be spiritual. And as we know, this is a little bit of a tricky question because so much of it depends on where she is at that time. And there really isn't a linear step-by-step list that we can follow to make ourselves grow spiritually. And so we are going to talk about our individuality and how we have our own path of growth. And I'm checking your comments again. Yes, I'm hoping everybody is staying safe and warm too, Darlene. Julie's in Florida and loving it. I'm in Florida too, and the weather today was beautiful and sunny. I apologize to all of you who do not have that weather. Hi, Margaret. Nice to see you. Hi, Beth. So each of us are on our own spiritual path, and because of that, our path is going to be unique. However, all of that being said, there are certain markers, certain signs of spiritual growth that you will experience if you're on a path. You will experience them. I'm not going to necessarily give them to you in a certain order because, as I said, it just depends where you are right now. But I will be talking about those very shortly, and these ideas really can help you. When I think about spiritual growth, sometimes I want to say, why do you want to live a spiritual life? And why do you want to grow spiritually? And ultimately, what happens with this is it actually brings you more joy and more contentment when you're living spiritually. And let me just pause for 2 seconds and just make sure I emphasize again, this is your definition of what a spiritual life is to you. If you Google spiritual growth online, invariably most of the things that will pop up immediately will be Christian related. I'm not saying anything for or against any religions. All I'm saying is whatever is right for you is what it means for you. What kind of spiritual growth are you looking for? So when we do this, what happens when we start to get on this path of wanting to live more spiritually aware? Lots of times we awaken to an awareness that life isn't what we thought it was. That we discover what we believed to be true is really an illusion, that what we thought was most important to us may or may not be anymore. We may realize that there's more to life than what we're seeing in the physical, that our physical lives are not the totality of who we are and how we live. I'm not really going to get too far into, and I'm not going to get actually at all, into awakening and what awakening that means when we have a spiritual awakening, because I've talked about it in the past. But usually after when we've awakened, we're looking for some kind of direction and some kind of guidance because we want to step further into this new understanding. What happens in an awakening is we get a glimpse of the divine, and we want to be in that feeling more fully. We want to immerse ourselves into it. And so this awakening will set us on this path, this journey, to develop ourselves in a spiritual manner, because we do want to be back in that feeling of the divine energy. And hello to everybody. Nice to see you. Ashley is saying it's snowing miserable there. Yes. And so today, these ideas I'm going to talk about might affirm that you're already on the right path, which is great because you're already practicing them or you're aware of them. But we can always go deeper. Sometimes I'll have a client who is surprised or even dismayed to discover that the lessons keep coming back and they have to relearn. So many of us, when we go on our spiritual path or when we first awaken, we have this idea that, oh, good, okay, I've had this experience. I'm really connected now to the universe, to God, to spirit. I'm really connected now, and life is just going to be so easy. Everything is going to be wonderful. But yes, these lessons still keep coming up. So we think it's going to be easy. We think it's going to be quick, and there's going to be those steps. And we feel like once we've learned one thing, we shouldn't have to learn it again, right? We've learned that this is important in our spiritual path, and there we go. We've learned it. We're done. And I remember this one lady saying to me, but I've already done this. Why do I have to do it again? I know I'm supposed to be accepting whatever it was she was talking about. I know I have to be accepting, but I don't want to be accepting. I don't want to do it. Why do I have to learn it again? And she was really upset about this. And I explained to her that I've experienced the same thing. You know, I feel like I've learned something already, and then another layer comes up where I have to learn it to a deeper level and peel away more of the things that have gotten in my way. Spiritual growth is not an app where we have those steps, and it is not linear at all. But there are different layers to our understanding. So as we're progressing through our lives and growing spiritually, keep in mind that these lessons may come back repeatedly. Even if you understand them and you feel like you've got a good grasp on it, may still come back. There may be still to learn here. The problem with my client here is that she was resisting accepting whatever was going on, and she recognized that because she said she wondered why she had to accept something all over again. But what happened next is she went into judging herself, and she went into saying that she didn't think she had learned the lessons as well as she should have, and hence she must have done it wrong. And I said to her, no, you did not do it wrong. You learned what you needed to learn, which is great, and now you're just going to get it to another level. Spiritual growth is definitely not a one step and then another along this planned path. We may have one step forward and then two steps back. This can be a shock to people who are just starting out on their spiritual growth path, because we feel we've been well taught. If we follow these steps, we're going to get where we need to go. And we tend to apply that to our spiritual life, and it doesn't work. And it may not work in our real lives either. So as we go, we might do the one step forward, two steps back. We might have a step to the side. We may have a total detour where we feel like we're in the wrong direction. Our growth can feel sporadic and directionless, like we don't think we're getting anywhere. When we awaken, we will have that burst of energy and that excitement, and we're really into it. And when we get to this moment where all of a sudden things seem to stall out a little bit, and we don't know what to do next, that can be a little bit disconcerting. So if this happens and you've noticed this, don't worry about it. You're just catching up. Things are going to catch up to yourself. Whatever reason, you're still getting prepared for the next steps or whatever. Don't worry about it. Don't judge yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes on our growth path here, we'll have these cycles of thoughts that repeat in our heads over and over. We'll feel up one day, down the next. Some days we're inspired and connected, and other days we're totally lost and uncertain, thinking we are no longer connected. This, we want life to be orderly. We want our spiritual growth to be orderly. And growth is not orderly. It never is orderly. It is messy and it's uncomfortable. So if you fall into the messies and the uncomfortables, this means you're at the perfect place for your spiritual growth. This is the time. So with the ideas I'm going to talk about, these ideas will help you recognize that even if you seem to be in a mess there and it's very disorganized, that you can get back to yourself and you can continue on your path. When things are messy and disorganized, that's when we turn into the inner critic. You know, we start judging ourselves. We didn't do it right. We're not doing the right things at all, or we're in the wrong path, and we really question. We don't like uncertainty. We want to know what's next. And part of our spiritual growth is to be comfortable in not knowing what's next. So when you get uncomfortable and you start beating yourself up, or you're upset about whatever's happening, these ideas are going to help you. And we are going to talk about those right now. But first, I must say again who I am, because I've had a couple of people say, who are you? What are you talking about? So I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly. I am also a certified intuitive life coach. And as a coach, I help people basically live better life. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's what I always do. You can connect with me on my website, ColleenVanderzijden.com, or a quick link, psychicmediumcolleen.com. Follow me on Facebook, Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, and follow Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook, the official page. LilydaleAssembly.org is the website. And the summer season is all planned out, and that's very exciting, so maybe I'll get to see you this summer. So hello, everybody else who has also joined me. Now I am going to get to our steps. Seven ideas. Seven signs of spiritual growth. The first one is the most important, by my opinion. These just came to me and I wrote them down. This one is most important. They may sound simple, they may sound easy, but as I have found with myself and my clients, if we are not consciously, intentionally practicing them and aware, sometimes we get a little bit off in our growth. And the first one is self-responsibility. And I know somebody, I'm going to, oh yeah, we know that. Yes, we do know that. But what does it mean? It means you have the power of choice. You have a choice in your responses. If you're not happy with whatever is going on in your life, what can you do to change it? What can you do to change how you feel? You have a choice in viewing your situation as a victim, blaming others or the situation for how you feel, or you have a choice to look at your situation, opportunity for self-growth, an opportunity to view life from a different perspective, to view yourself from a different perspective. It's very easy for us to get caught up in that blame game, that it's not our fault, somebody else did this, or we want something externally, an external situation to change before we're going to feel better. As we know, we can't always change our external situation. So you have a choice. You have the choice to judge yourself, focusing on your failures, or choose to be self-compassionate. You have the choice. You have the power to do this. You have the choice to listen to that self-critical voice affirming your unworthiness, or you have the choice to listen to the voice of your soul, the voice that loves you and cares for you and is who you truly are. You have a choice to react out of habit, or you have a choice to intentionally choose your response. Self-responsibility is being willing to look at what triggers you and bravely, bravely choose what you can do to feel better. We all know about self-responsibility. We all know we're responsible for ourselves. But what I've found so frequently is people don't embrace this idea and use it as a guide in how they live their life and how they choose to move forward, how they respond to things. It's amazing when you think about this, that you can make a choice to decide how you feel, what you want to do, where you want to go. It's free will. It's amazing to me that we have this free will. As I was growing spiritually, every time I was unhappy about something or upset, whatever it was, I took it as an opportunity to remind myself, what can I do? It can be something as simple as a problem with the weather, you know, speaking of weather, right, for today. I'm thinking of a time I went to a beach vacation a long time ago, before I was very much immersed in the spiritual path here for myself. And at the time, I was teaching and had limited vacation time. So I was very much looking forward to going to the Caribbean and being in the sun. And, of course, I get there, and what is it doing? It's raining, and it's cloudy. And I had a choice to decide if I was going to step into complaining and whining about the weather and how my vacation was going to be ruined, blah, 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 or I could choose to go, you know what, I'm still going to have a good time even if it is cloudy. And that's what I did. That's such a simple example, isn't it? But how many times when we're stuck in a problem, we complain and we whine about something that is so simple and so easy and really minute in the scheme of life. We do this because it's a habit. We've been doing it our whole lives. Even with bigger problems, you know, I had a car accident. I don't remember when, 2007 or 9, I can't remember which. But I had a car accident, totaled my car. And, of course, then I wasn't working for a while. I couldn't play my violin, so I wasn't performing, so I was losing income. as I was recovering at home from my injuries, I had a choice there. Was I going to look for the best in it, or was I going to focus on the fact I'd lost money, I now had to buy a new car, I didn't know how I was going to do it because I didn't have a car, and on and on and on. We get to decide what we want to do, and when we're responsible, if you take nothing from my little talk tonight, this is the most important thing, to be responsible. What can you do? No one else is going to fix it for you. No one else is going to make your life better for you. The only person who's going to do it is you. You can use your power of choice to decide to learn from the messy parts of life. You can actually shift your perspective a bit and look at those messy parts as an opportunity and to intentionally use them for your benefit. To decide, you know what, this is happening. What can I do to learn more about myself? How can I use this as a stepping stone for further awareness and further growth? Now, awareness, of course, ties in with self-responsibility because without awareness, nothing is going to change at all, nothing. You need to be aware that you're responsible. We're interested in spiritual growth because we've become aware of a new inspired way of living and of being, and we want more of it. That's why we're interested in spiritual growth. We want something new. We've become aware that there's more to life than what we may have been led to believe or what we've experienced. So as you're playing with self-responsibility, thinking about it, what we want you to do is to think a little bit more about how you're expanding your awareness. You're becoming aware of your thoughts. You're becoming aware of your emotions. You're becoming aware of your habitual reactions and responses. You're becoming aware of the words you use, how they might limit you. You may become aware of your tendency to blame others. You may become aware of your ability to look for the good in other people. You may become aware of your ability to look for that silver lining and be optimistic no matter what's happening. You may become aware of your intolerance for certain people who drag you down. You may become aware of people who lift you up. There are so many things you become aware of. As you're on your spiritual path, the most important thing, in my opinion, is being self-responsible. And that, in my mind, does tie in with awareness. Because once you become aware of yourself, that's how you're going to make your conscious, intentional choices. Okay, so that was number one. That's the longest one because I had to make sure I really harped on it a lot for you. So I would love to hear your stories, of course, as we're going, about how, what you have learned about yourself and some of your lessons and how you feel about being responsible for yourself and how you reclaimed your power. I would love to hear those things. If you want to put them in the comments, I would love to see them. The next thing that is important, number two, and these are in no particular order from here on out, is acceptance. We live life in our minds. We live life based on our emotions, our reactions and responses to whatever happens. We have a situation, we interpret it, we get upset, we worry, something's going to happen. When we have a challenge, we want the situation to change. And frequently, what's happening is we resist what's going on in our lives. We may not have consciously figured it out that we're resisting it, and that's what's causing our pain, our worry, and our upset. Anytime that you are concerned about something or worried, it is likely you're resisting whatever is happening, whatever the situation is, and you're not moving into acceptance. If we choose, using our personal power, if we choose to accept everything as it is, we're intentionally choosing to let go of the story that if an external situation changes, all will be well. We're intentionally choosing that. You hear these phrases, if only I had more money or the perfect partner, my life would be better. Okay? What we're doing when we say something like this, if only I had blah, 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 my life would be better. It may be a true statement. Yes, your life might very well be better. But what's happening with that statement is we're looking at lack instead, what we don't have. We're focused on that. We all know that what we think about, we attract what we focus on, that's what we're getting. And it's very easy to get caught in the trap of, I can't do anything about it, which gets us back to awareness and self-responsibility. Once you become aware of the thoughts that are in your mind, if you can look at what's bothering you, you might notice a pattern in your words that could lead you to what you're focusing on and what you might be resisting. When people are saying things like, if only he would stop drinking, or if only he wasn't such a jerk, or if only my colleague at work was kinder, whatever it is, when we're focused on those things, we're resisting who they really are. And once you become aware of those disempowering statements, you'll start to recognize the thoughts that are behind them, and you can reframe the situation and start looking for the positive. If you accept that somebody is the way they is, well, that's a bad sentence, is the way they are, you can change your response to that. If you're waiting for somebody to stop drinking or stop being a jerk, they're probably not going to change. So if you can accept that's the way they are, now you can figure out and decide how you want to move forward. You can stay stuck in the complaining and the whining, and you can threaten and you can nag and all of that stuff, but if it's not changing anything, because you can't change another person. So you can choose to accept they are the way they are, and then now you can use your power of choice to decide how you're going to move forward. Are you going to stay there and live with it? Or not, it's your choice, and nobody's going to make it for you. It's your choice. Allison is saying, self-aware of feelings and emotions as they come. Yes, so important, being aware of ourselves as we're on this journey. I know it can be really difficult and a challenge to move into acceptance when we're in the midst of a very traumatic or painful situation. And I always tell people, my clients particularly, that if this is the case, if we're starting to experience, if we're in a traumatic situation and we really are resisting it because it's very painful, what we can do is really just look at the facts. You know, we can't change the situation. We can't change a person. The only option then you have is to accept it. It's your choice. And I know it's hard. And as my normal caveat, make sure you feel the emotions that go with it. Make sure you feel them. Don't set them aside and ignore or deny them. With acceptance, you're intentionally deciding to stop resisting things you can't change. You're deciding you're going to accept it is the way it is. You're going to move out of blame. You're not a victim. You're going to understand life is the way it is. Acceptance then takes us into, of course, trust. We learn in acceptance, we learn to trust ourselves to do the best we can. We trust the process of life and realize life is bringing us these opportunities to practice who we are, that we're practicing to help us move into our growth. We trust Spirit, God, the universe to guide us. We trust that we don't have to be controlling, and I'm going to check the comments here. Accepting people for who they are and the relations can only go as far because of it and be okay with it. Yes. How many times we tell ourselves we're accepting, but still we're getting triggered. We're still being bothered. But if we can say this is the way they are and that's the way it is, we're good. And accept it, truly accept it, we release all that turmoil, that emotional turmoil within us. Robin is saying, I've had to really examine myself in my past and heal myself. It's been difficult being honest with myself. It really can be because we have been taught and conditioned to not pay attention to ourselves, to not be honest with ourselves, to not look at ourselves positively. We've been very conditioned to do it this way. And it's hard for us to honestly say, you know what, this is great, this is not. And just to work with ourselves and accept ourselves as we are as well. So in spiritual growth, of course, personal responsibility for ourselves and our actions and accepting who we are too, not just the external things, but ourselves as well. Very important. I've learned if you do not fully feel the emotions, you can never really let them go. They creep up over and over again and also can cause disease. And that is very true. If we don't face them, if we don't step into them and allow them to come up and out, it's like our energy gets clogged in our bodies. And, that's what happens. The energy gets clogged in your bodies because the emotions are stuck in there, and it will block your energetic flow. And that is when illnesses can manifest and symptoms that may or may not have a physical cause. These things can manifest. We have that fear of stepping into the emotions. I've talked about it multiple times, so I won't get deep. But we have this fear of stepping into emotions because we're afraid of what's going to happen when we step into them. But you know what happens? You step into them, you feel them, and then you feel so much lighter after you've processed them. You've let them move through you. Definitely step into the emotions as much as you can. That doesn't mean be a total wreck. But if you are a total wreck and you need to get professional guidance and help, do that. Why not? Okay, so acceptance. One more comment. Loving myself has set me free from relying on others for happiness. Yes. Beautiful, Kathy. Just beautiful. When we trust, from acceptance to trust, we actually move into surrendering. And I've talked about this in the past as well, but I'm going to talk about it again. Surrendering is releasing control. We allow ourselves to be open. We allow ourselves to be guided. When we're not accepting and we're resisting, we are trying to control the situation. So acceptance naturally leads us to surrendering and trust. You know, we move out of the I want life to be the way I want it to be and I want it to be that way right now stage. We move out of it. We think we know the solution lots of times. We think we know what is best for us. But if we are accepting that there could be something better out there, if we're trusting that we may be guided to something, we could have something better than we could possibly imagine come in if we trust. We trust that even in a problem, there's an opportunity for growth. We trust that even in uncertainty, how much do we resist uncertainty, you guys? Oh, my goodness, do we resist uncertainty? We do not like uncertainty. We really, really dislike that. But if we can trust that the uncertainty is okay, it's okay. We trust we don't have to know the outcome. Ooh, big one. Sometimes when spiritual teachers will say things like, there's a reason for everything, or everything happens for a reason. And what's unfortunately happened with that statement is it's kind of mutated, and people interpret it in a more disempowering fashion than I think was initially intended. What it really means is there's a reason for everything really means, in my opinion, there's an opportunity here for growth, that every situation is here to help us learn, that everything that happens is part of a divine plan that we may or may not be privy to. We may never know what the plan was now in this physical lifetime or ever, or maybe we'll find out when we get to the other side. We may not know what it is, but if we look back on our lives, we may see some situations and we realize if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be where I am today. And it could have been a horrible, painful situation, but you recognize that it's helped you become who you are right now. And without that situation, you may not have developed so much compassion or empathy or whatever. Sometimes people will, if they hear the phrase of everything happens for a reason, they'll have a limited perspective, and usually it has to revolve around the loss of a person, you know, that there's no reason why so-and-so died. And that is true. There is no reason why so-and-so died, no reason that we know. But if we don't know that divine plan, but if we're moving into acceptance along with this trust, then we have to accept that death is a part of life. We have to accept that when someone passes, it's painful, it's horrible, we really hate it. And we have to just move into that acceptance. It's the way it is. And I don't want to dismiss, don't take this as my dismissing grief or anything like that, okay? Don't take it that way. You know I work with people all the time with grief. And don't take it that way, but this is part of life, okay? So given that this is a fact of life, focusing in the fact takes us out of some of the emotions and can help us move into acceptance and trusting, how can we use it as an opportunity for spiritual growth? How can we use it as an opportunity to live a more spiritual life? If we want to grow spiritually, trusting is all-encompassing. We recognize that as humans, we don't have all the answers. We trust we're guided. We give up that control that we all love so very much. We give that up and we surrender. When we surrender, it's an intentional decision to trust. We're saying we are going to trust. We're absolutely going to do the best we can to trust. Hey, I'm going to check your comments. And if you're just joining in, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, the medium at Lilydale Assembly. And this is Lilydale Radio. Woo-hoo. Kylie, I always have trouble with divine plan versus manifesting my own desires. Everything happens for a reason versus we manifest what we give our attention to. Oh, I know. And, you know, have you ever noticed online you'll see free classes or courses for manifesting your dreams, and people sign up for them because they want to manifest what they want. And if you take some of them, not all of them, but some of them, really what they're teaching you is everything I'm teaching you right now, how to live a spiritual life and get in the flow of the energy. And that's what happens when you do these steps, when you're in this flow of these signs of spiritual growth. When you get in there, you're in the flow of spirit and universal energy. That's how you manifest. You're just getting in the flow, and you're trusting that what comes to you is what's supposed to come to you. Yes, Darlene, my son's death has made me think differently about life. It really does, doesn't it? Losing someone can totally change our perception on what is happening here. And we frequently people will have a greater appreciation for life, a greater appreciation for the people who are still physically present. And many times people do make that choice because of the loss and the grief to honor their loved one on the other side. So they're choosing to move forward in a positive perspective, in a positive manner to honor their loved one, which is a beautiful, deliberately bold, courageous choice to be your authentic self. It's wonderful. A good friend of mine passed away Friday from cancer. She was only 50. How sad is that? You know, we are in such a strange time of life right now, and there's so much loss and so many people passing now. It's really causing a lot of us to peel away so much of what's important, unimportant in our lives, to peel all that away and release it and really get back to our soul's energy and what's really important to us, and how, and helping us make our decisions as to how we want to live our lives, intentionally deciding how we want to live. Horrible. Trust is the hardest. I struggle daily with wanting to solve my future in 5 minutes. If I can't place it all in a bowl, then I will not do something, and I know I miss out on so many memories and opportunities. Trust is a challenge at times, isn't it? Especially with our difficult situations. So I tell my clients sometimes, practice trusting with something really simple and easy first. You know, I don't know, I can't even think of an example offhand, but say somebody contacts you and for whatever reason they irritated you. So if you step into that and you say, okay, I'm going to accept that I'm irritated, then I'm going to trust that, this might be an opportunity for me to reframe this or whatever. I know it's not the best example, but it's the only one that came up with right now. But start with the smaller ones, and that may help us move into trust more. So after trust, I went into the next sign of spiritual growth, being the art of non-attachment. So think about this for just a second. What is attachment? Attachment is we are attached to certain thoughts. We're attached to beliefs. We're attached to emotions. You know how every time somebody triggers us and we get stuck in those emotions, we're attached to that because we keep doing it over and over and over again. We're attached to behaviors. We're attached to outcomes. We're attached to possessions. We're attached to expectations. We attach to things we want as well as things we don't want. We want a job, but we don't want to lose our job. We don't want that person to die. We fixate and get caught in a negative emotional cycle. Non-attachment is when we can view a situation without being emotionally stuck. Okay. This is a little different than detachment. Detachment is when we don't feel our emotions. We separate from them. Non-attachment is we feel the emotions, but we don't get stuck there. We don't get stuck in the story. We don't get stuck being focused on loss or fear. We can get attached and stuck in those specific outcomes. We want a certain house or a job or a partner, or we get caught up in our own timing rather than divine timing. I was selling a house a couple of years ago. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. I've lost track of time. And I wanted to sell it quickly because I was concerned about the financial ramifications of having the house. But I did catch myself stepping into the worrying about it. I caught myself getting stuck, wanting a specific outcome of my timing. And when we're attached to something, we get wrapped up in those emotions. But I caught myself and I recognized that I was doing this. So I made that intentional decision to move into non-attachment and being responsible and choosing to step into the trust. I'm going to trust it's going to happen in its own divine timing when it's supposed to sell. And when I made that decision to trust, that's what happened. I released all of the emotions that went with it, and I was like, it'll work out when it's supposed to work out. I don't need to worry about it. And moving into that trust can help alleviate some of that emotion. When people are looking for partners, you know, you've been alone for years and you think it's never going to happen, and you start getting that little defeatist attitude and that voice goes in your head about how you're not good enough, blah, blah. We have to move into trust that it's going to happen in divine timing, not our timing. We can't make it happen. Anytime you try to make something happen, you're not trusting. So non-attachment is having a goal or dream. You can have a goal and a dream. You can move towards the goal and dream, but you choose to be open to something even better and trusting. Let go of whatever story keeps you stuck, feeling like you're never going to get what you want. Let go of that story. Don't be attached to the story. I heard somebody say once, and I've used this word myself just, you know, briefly one time, was if my partner loved me enough, he would stop drinking, and that's not a good thing. And I knew as soon as I said that, I was like, oh, that's stupid. I would never say that. But I had a client who kept saying that. If he loved me enough, he would stop whatever. We're attached to a story where we blame the partner and we feel unloved and hurt, and we've got to justify why we feel unloved and hurt. But we can change that. We don't have to stay stuck there. We're going to trust it's going to work as it's supposed to. We're going to accept. As we grow spiritually, what happens is we're releasing those attachments. We're recognizing when we're stuck in emotions, and we might recognize why, and then we choose to let go and trust. And Joanna, trust the weather will get better. I know. You know those people in Texas who haven't had electricity and heat and stuff for like a day or two here now already? That's craziness. Yeah, so we have to trust it will get better, and we're going to trust they can fix it quick. So the next one, moving into the next one, so number 5, in case you've lost track, because I haven't said the numbers while I've been going, is being non-reactive. And what that means is we're aware of our triggers. We notice our triggers, and we choose not to react in a way that gets us stuck in the emotions. If something happens, we don't automatically go into complaining, fear-based reactions. Okay, so let's see. A friend of mine had some medical things pop up, and they sent her for some tests. And somebody said to her, oh, aren't you worried about it, what it means? Because, you know, that your concerns, your issues that you're having could mean this and this and this and this and this. And then listed a whole bunch of things that were on the serious side. And she said she wasn't going to react to it. She was going to choose not to react to possibilities. There was no point in thinking about the maybes or what might happen to wait until she had the facts, which is something similar I would say, of course. And so waiting for that, rather than stepping into the worry, we're going to not react. This is all based on being willing to trust, to surrender, to accept everything we talked about, choosing, using your power of choice, choosing to do this. There have been a couple of times I've rented a place in Florida where it has fallen through, sometimes at the last minute. And if you've ever rented a place like this, it can be difficult to find a new place if it happens at the last minute. And I remember driving home one night in November from a rehearsal, and I saw a text that said that my reservation had been canceled. And so being non-reactive means, okay, this is what's happened. I'm not going to go, oh, no, this is horrible. What am I going to do? Now I'm going to have to spend hours trying to find a new place. And you step into the whining, the complaining, and the moaning. You choose not to react. You're choosing peace. The more you practice non-reaction, the more peace you're going to have. Allison is saying, keep telling myself to live in the moment. Enjoy what is here now. Thank you, Allison. That leads into my next one. Good job. Psychic moment. That's the one. Do not react. I need to work on that one. There's always one in the list somewhere, isn't it, where we go, oh, that's the one I need to practice with. And I will go in cycles myself. I will work on one, and something will happen, and then I move to another one and practice that one some more. I get that back in my focus again. So as I said, these things are not linear. You'll be all over the place. So the being here in the present leads me into gratitude. As you become more spiritually aware and in your growth as a spiritual being, your level of gratitude will increase. You'll be spontaneously grateful for a beautiful day, a flower, for friends, for laughter. You'll recognize the wonderful aspects of your life. You'll be in the flow of life, and you'll be aware of that wonder and that awe that is all around you at all times. We can, of course, use this and intentionally look for it, especially on those days where maybe you're struggling to find something positive to look at. Maybe you're having a lot of problems, you're just feeling off or depressed. So you can intentionally look for that gratitude. As you're growing spiritually, that gratitude is going to be a huge part of your life. You'll be able to verbalize it with people and express how happy you are. You'll tell people how much you appreciate their help, or you'll acknowledge them and lift them up. You're expressing your gratitude with other people. And the last one in spiritual growth, as you're growing as a spiritual being, is you are becoming and being you. As I've talked about, we have been well conditioned and well trained to deny ourselves, ignore ourselves, not be compassionate or kind to ourselves, to not love and honor ourselves. As you're growing spiritually, you're recognizing the value of being you, how important it is to live according to your truth, no one else's truth. This is spiritual growth in my mindset, that this is spirituality. When you are living true to you, you're releasing the hold of that inner critic or those leftover voices of people who told you you weren't good enough or who made you feel like you weren't good enough. This is a gigantic part of being you in your spiritual path, of growing and learning. You're letting go of those old habits and ingrained beliefs, and you're using your power of you, your power of choice, to live in the integrity of who you truly are. This is why the more and more and more you act like yourself, you be yourself, you make your decisions based on your needs, your wants, who you truly are deep inside your soul, that's why you become happier. You have more joy. You have more contentment. You have, at that point, as you're connecting with yourself, you're connecting with your soul. And remember, as I always say, your soul is connected to the universal energy of love and light. That is who you really are. You're connected there. You are connected to the divine. Whether you believe in a God or that energy or not, that's who you are. When you intentionally choose to live in alignment with who you truly are, you will be living and deciding as to what's important to you. You'll be prioritizing your life. You'll be making those choices and decisions that resonate with you, that are right for you. It's so important that we recognize who we are when we're on that path of spirituality in our own definition of what that means. It always comes back to, in my mind, being you and living in your light. We've learned a lot in our lives about what we thought was true, and we've found out now that we've gotten a glimpse of the divine and we've awakened, we've gotten that glimpse and we realize what we thought was true is not necessarily true. Who we thought we are is not necessarily who we are. And we've all heard the phrase, we're spiritual beings in a physical body, and that's become a little bit cliche as well. It's kind of lost some of its power because people think, oh, well, if I have a pain, it's not really me anyway. And that's not the intention of that one either. And all that means is you're here in a physical body, and not to get too wrapped up in what the physical seems to be telling you, not to get too wrapped up in the external situations telling you you're not good enough or valuable enough or whatever. Checking your comments. I've stepped away from some acquaintances, friends, and relatives. When they return to me, it seems the relationship is much better. Isn't that interesting? Yes. As we start shifting and growing as spiritual beings, the people around us will shift and change. We may lose some people. They aren't in our part of our lives anymore. Oh, and we'll attract new people. Our relationships will shift and grow and may improve as well because we are reacting differently too, you know. Amen. Yes, stay true. Yes, yes, yes. Living in your light seems to be like healing yourself. It is. It really is. And it is all of these ideas I talked about tonight, self-responsibility, acceptance, trust, non-attachment, non-reactive, gratitude, being you, all of these things all merge together and blend to make you you, to help you live your life. And you'll be able to make choices that will help you move in the right direction to have more joy, because isn't that what we really want? When it comes down to it, we want to have more joy in our lives. So Thomas saying, keep the focus on myself. If I don't change, nothing changes. Yes. Which brings me back to one of my favorite sayings is, what can I do to make myself feel better? Immediately moves us out of the blame game. Immediately gets us back in our power. And we're back into being responsible. So essential. What can you do? So pick an idea here. Pick something that grabs you tonight and play with it a little bit. And you might have some fun with that. So that is all I'm going to talk about today, I do believe. And so, I'm Colleen van der Zijden. This was Embracing Your Essence, and I'm thinking next week. I'm not sure yet. You know, I get an idea, and we'll see how it plays. Doing spiritual Mythbusters. You know, that came from a friend of mine. He suggested that. And you know how we have these ideas of what a spiritual life looks like or spiritual rules and stuff and how we're going to break some of those thoughts and behaviors and beliefs. We'll see if it plays out. It may not. I may have a totally new idea next week, so we'll see. So you can connect with me at psychicmediumcolleen.com is my website, or follow me on Facebook if you haven't yet, Colleen Van Der Zijde, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, and also Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook, and lilydaleassembly.org is a website. And you can find out everything you want, and I will remind you about our other Lilydale radio shows. We have a whole bunch now. It's awesome. We've got Wednesday morning at 10, Willow White. Wednesday evening, John White at 7 p.m. Thursday morning, Celeste Elliott at 10 a.m. Friday at noon is Angie Apt. Monday, I think it's Monday at noon, is Sharon Hill. And I know there were a couple others, but I haven't heard if they're still going, so maybe they're not anymore. So those are the ones. So you guys have fun. I'm going to check your comments one more time. You are most welcome. I'm glad you needed to hear that tonight. Isn't it amazing how the right topics come in? Oh, good. You feel lighter. Amen. It's hard to communicate with people that were not born with spiritual instincts. Ooh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. And that's when we move into acceptance. They are the way they are. Yes. All of you stay safe, and I will talk to you guys next week. You have a wonderful week. Bye.